may remember the story about four LaGrange teenagers who say they were approached by a gang member.
Those teenagers said no, and in turn asked the CEO of the Housing Authority for jobs several times, and they never gave up. Police say gangs are no longer just an inner city problem, and it exists in small towns, too.
Now, the LaGrange gang unit took Fox 5's Natalie Pozo through some of the violent street gang areas. And Natalie, detectives tell you that gangs have always had a place in small towns.
Sine Tom, the gang unit with LaGrange, tell me the structure for gangs in the city have always existed. A few guys getting together and vowing to protect their neighborhood. Investigators say when known gangs like the Bloods or the Crips in larger cities like New York and Chicago find out about the structure, they offer their support, becoming more widespread.
It's a place where children play, an innocent scene. It's also a place where innocence is lost. Police say places like these basketball courts can be a recruiting base for violent street gangs.
We were playing basketball and a young man like 16 or 17 walked up to us and asked us, do we want to be in the gang?
14-year-old Damond and Dion Woodard and 13-year-old Jalen Parham and Dialeek Smith say they were approached by a gang member at the LaGrange Housing Authority's basketball court.